Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Nest up in the autumn branches, built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. We collected up some baby blasted mothers. They took their chances, and for a while they lived quite happily up there. He came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace, and thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. And he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on. He had to get out of there, and San Francisco, well, I don't know. And then to L.A., where he spent about a day. He thought even the pale sky stars were smart enough to keep well away from L.A. Meanwhile, Larry made up names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know. Francisco, L.A., I don't know. But Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from a tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. Anyway, to cut a long story short, fame finally found him. Mirrors became his torturers. Cameras snapped him at every chance. The women all went back to their homes and their husbands with secret smiles in the corners of their mouths. He ended up, like so many of them do, back in the streets in New York City, in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares?
My fellow Americans, I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
Good evening. You're listening to Joe's Garage Radio. Joining me tonight is my special guest, Emily.
Hi.
For our holiday Christmas spectacular bonanza extravaganza. So thank you for tuning in. We'll be playing some holiday music here tonight, but we'll be trying to do a little bit more of the alternatives, if you will, a little bit more of the B-sides to Christmas. So where are we going to start off tonight?
So our first song tonight is a personal favorite of mine. It's called Christmas Wrapping, and it's by The Waitresses. And then we're going to hear a song by Band-Aid called Do They Know It's Christmas? And boy, did I not know they were telling you to feed the world in that song.
Feed the world. Yes.
Feed the world.
Keep it tuned in here. Joe's Garage Radio Holiday Special. right, welcome back, Joe's Garage. We just heard Band-Aid there with Do They Know It's Christmas? And did Bob Dylan know he was on that album? He didn't seem to be quite lucid during the recording sessions there. It was that album back in the 80s where they got all the celebrities together?
They tried to redo that a couple years ago.
I don't think that was
it very wasn't as successful, yes, no.
All right, getting back into the holiday tunes. Well, I've got some Adam Sandler on the way for his best-known song, the Hanukkah song. And we got some Nat King Cole also with the Christmas song to come. But up next, how about some Bad Religion with their cover of White Christmas? Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage.
Songs, so wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. Lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. Supersonica celebrate Hanukkah. OJ Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. Is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. Oh, bar, get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. Happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Welcome back. You just heard the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler, and right before that, you would have heard Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song. And we're wishing everyone a very happy holiday season here at Joe's Garage Holiday Extravaganza Spectacular Bonanza Fanta. Yeah, okay, so in a little bit, we're going to be hearing a song by Donny Hathaway and a Kinks classic. But first, we're going to listen to Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Sing their song. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding.
We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The word is out about the town, so lift your glass.
Time for for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it so noise.
Welcome back to Joe's Garage Radio Christmas Spectacular Bonanza Extravaganza Holiday Special. We just heard Donnie Holloway there with his song This Christmas, which he was in the Strokes, isn't it?
Nope.
Nope.
That's Christmas Tree. one.
Oh, who's Donny Hathaway then?
I think his name's Donny Hathaway.
Who's Donny Hathaway?
I have
who's
no idea.
Donny?
I don't know either of these.
Donny Iris.
Pittsburgh icon.
Well, whoever that was,
drinking
we just
that
listened.
Here in the nose garage.
Got the door closed and the fumes are starting to build up. Mm. Whoever that was, we just listened to. It was a great song. Getting back into the music. We have some Jeff Goldblum, a Pittsburgh local hero.
Just like Donny Iris.
Just like Donny Iris, coming up. Jeff Goldblum and the, what's his orchestra?
The Mildred Snitzer Orchestra.
Which I believe was named after a sweet little old lady down his street.
Yes, he did say that at his concert. Yes, yeah. He did.
So we listened to his song, The Christmas Waltz. Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage Radio.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, faded candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Christmas time is near. I don't care what anyone says.
Okay, so that was the guy from The Strokes, right?
Correct. That was Julian Casablancas of The Strokes singing Christmas Treat, which was actually a song on SNL that, like, Jimmy Fallon and Horatio Sanz, Chris Kattan and Tracy, I always want to say Jordan, but it's Morgan, on the opening of, so.
Oh, that's fun there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Joe's Garage. Christmas special.
Extravaganza.
Bonanza. Hope you're all having a wonderful, you know, holiday season here. We had a special song we wanted to play.
Yes.
Dedication to, you know, our dear close family and friends, Annie and Marshall,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, we hope to see you soon. Hope you're all doing well.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas, Annie and Marshall.
So here's Frank Sinatra. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas. So, did I earn my supper?
You earned more than your supper. And in fact, I was so entranced, I forgot to slice the ham. I forgot to serve the potatoes. But I did make you some gifts. Some wonderful figs.
Thank you.
And some spiced plums and some apple chutney with cranberries. And I hope you like seckle pears, those little pears that always
sounds
grow
wonderful
in the backyard.
Yes.
Well, I want you to taste this, okay. And I'm going to taste the potatoes, see how just luscious they are.
Okay.
I can't thank you enough for coming by and good.
Those are wonderful.
And teaching us your favorite holiday recipe.
Okay.
And I hope you come back and back and back, and next time you don't have to sing.
Okay.
Thank you, Aretha.
Everything's on the house next time. Remember, I'm going to hold her to that.
Light up the sky when we come back.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio.
Possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit MentallyHealthyNation.org to learn more.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Well, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and on the web at www.wrct.org. Streaming worldwide.
Rewind my selector.
From the spotlight to get your love back. What was this love like? Oh, need my stepper right now. You saw, but when you looked into my eyes, tell me if you saw that it was paradise twice. Love the way you love me, love to rub a dog you. Let me hit you up every day and every night. Love is alright. Love is alright. Love was always kosher. Sipping while we pour up. John, know I adore you. Loving me right. You're the one that chose me, babe. I'm happy in your life. Baby, you don't even have to ask me once or twice.
Cause it's your love was alright.
Love is alright.
Loving this and love stiffer.
So many times I from the spotlight to get your love back. What was this love like? Oh, me my step
so splendid, so mended, so mended, recommended.
And when you hold tight, I love you all night. This love like oh, I need my supper right now. Adventures with the lights out, hit you with the night down. Babe, I'm with you right now, holding you down.
is forever maintained. No ifs or buts, babe. We're in the same lane. Love shall remain.
If you treat her good and you treat her nice, treat her like the way you know you should.
From the spotlight to get your love back. What was this love like? Oh,
how do you mean? You got to be. your tree. You got the funk. This is not a dream, this is for real. Go ahead and scream. We got the funk.
You got the funk.
Tell me how you feel about the deal. Is it real?
You got the funk.
You got the funk. Come on. This is not a dream, this is for real. Go ahead and scream. You got the funk.
This is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFiercetakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
I want to be home to help you. Christmas.